Alrighty, good morning here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday, another busy one, of course, and super excited to be having some interviews coordinated by USD 445, and always great to get some more folks on the air, and we have a very special guest joining us right now. We have Mr. Griffin Walker from the Boys and Girls Club. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, man, doing fabulous. It's always a pleasure to be at KG. And on the radio.
Hey, absolutely. We love to have you here. So I know you are always super busy. You're always just going from, I think, one meeting to another. You said you've already had a meeting this morning.
We do our monthly Kiwanis meeting. So, you know, we're always looking for good quality Kiwanis members. We're a traditional club, you know, and if you want something to do, please come out and get involved in your local civic engagement.
That's awesome. And, you know, I always say it, but it really does take all of us to, you know, keep the community going and everyone just stepping up just a little bit. It doesn't have to be a whole lot, but get involved wherever, you know, you feel called to.
Yeah. That's what it's pretty cool because when you have a job like the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas, you know, the CEO, you want kids to be in civic engagement because that is a dying breed of individuals.
It really is. And it's going to take like this new generation to step up and fill those roles that we're seeing because we had that generation that just automatically did it almost, you know,
every day.
And so now we got to sometimes push people a little bit into those roles, but it's important. So, hey, what is going on right now at the Boys and Girls Club?
Oh, well, Boys and Girls Club's been going really well. We want to give a big shout out to, first of all, a few grants that we've received in the last few years. We have the CCPP, which is a state grant that was issued from the governor's office, and it allows us to do positive action programs, drug prevention, any high-yield learning activity that we do in the club. The second grant is the ESSER funding that everyone received there through the COVID years. We were able to utilize that in ways that our club has never been able to spend dollars. And then last, we got the Child Aware funding because we're a drop-in licensed site, which has allowed us to make several new modifications to our 502 Walnut site by, you know, upgrading the gym, upgrading equipment, becoming more safety in line with National Boys and Girls Club of America and so forth. So several big grants right there that has really added on to what we do at the club. So that's kind of what we're doing right now. Things that may become, we're looking at some counselor positions possibly putting at the Boys and Girls Club in the next few years. Our state alliance has been meeting about that. So that's going to be really good where kids can actually, you know, at the Boys and Girls Club go in and speak with the counselor and, you know, help them through certain situations. And then parents can also come in that environment as well.
And for folks who maybe are unfamiliar with Boys and Girls Club, what are some of the services that you provide for the youngsters in our community? And go through a few of the things you do.
Well, the key thing is we have a teen site, which is at our 502 Walnut site, and that's for our teenagers. And at that program, you're going to see more career readiness. So if you have a teenager that's sitting at home and you want to get them, you know, involved with a good group of kids to learn about how to get a job, a resume, and so forth, but also have still high-yield learning activities like gym time, cooking time, and so forth there, that's where we gear those programs to, is for life after high school. The next programs that we have is our BG TOTS. It is at ELC, at the Early Learning Center. And that program there, parents love it because we do 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. And the fee is cheaper than you could possibly get it anywhere, but you still have quality services. And we run when school's not in session so that the kids have a place to go. Our last two locations, one's in Caney, Kansas, and then one's at our Coffeyville Community Elementary site. And at the Coffeyville Community Elementary site, we have grades K through 5th. And then in Caney site at Lincoln Elementary School, we have grades K through 6. So we run at about 225 kids a day through our doors. That is really cool for a rural area club. That's why the main project that what we're talking about today is our Shop with the Cop. And everybody knows about our Shop with the Cop. Right now we have about 250 kids. And that's between Coffeyville, Caney, and Independence. and we're going to give each kid a $50 gift card. And at that $50 gift card, they get a chance to go shop with a cop, local cop, law enforcement with Highway Patrol, but also firefighters. And that event is going to be December 16th in Coffeyville. The Independence location will be December 13th, which is a Tuesday in Independence. We'll have about 50 kids up at the Independence location that'll need to get their gifts wrapped and through the line. And then we'll have about a little under 200 kids at our Coffeyville location.
Wow.
So it's an amazing program. I mean, we've been doing it for, I'd say now this is about our 12th year that we've done this. And, you know, kids really impacts our community. Walmart's also very instrumental in it. A lot of people think, well, why do you do it? I mean, just off top, Walmart puts in $5,000 of their own money at the top of it, which only makes me have to find, you know, $8,000 more for our kids. But the kids love it. Parents love it. The police officers love it. Everybody involved loves this event.
Yeah, and talk about having to be able to have a positive interaction with law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, for these kids, you know, then they're going to remember this.
Yes, time of their life. We have some stories, too, that like what you're talking about on the positive impact. You know, there's been times where officers and you know, just volunteers, like from the Kiwanis Club and so forth, and Rotary Clubs and individuals involved with it, a kid come up and have groceries. And then you're like, well, how do we wrap this? You know, and then they come running over to me, and I'm like, well, we don't wrap it. We probably need to go talk to the officer over there and say, you know, because there's something else we can do. And at that point in time, you know, you see the waterworks come out of people's eyes. You see, you know, the kids saying, I just want to have a good meal for my family on Christmas morning. I mean, there's tons of people out there listening today that can remember that specific story. And there's numerous other stories that come along with that. And those kids, once they meet this officer, that sometimes their parents have said, oh, you don't want to talk to police. They're bad, you know. And then you hear a kid say, you're not that bad after all. And
right? Yeah.
You're like, whoa, I mean, how deep did this go? So, you know, you see a lot of things there that are touching and that open your eyes up to saying things exist in Coffeyville that exist everywhere else. We're not exempt.
Yeah, anyway, and that all the good stuff, all the challenges too, you know?
Yeah.
And I think this is just, it's a great program. I mean, we see this program all over. There's several of the Shop with the Cop programs here in Southeast Kansas.
Yes.
But now you were saying at one of the meetings, the one of the USD 445 meetings, there can only be one Boys and Girls Club per county. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so my goal is, if you remember back, we are the oldest traditional club in the state of Kansas.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, really cool. Coffeyville's been ahead of the game. You know, I felt really bad about 3 years ago. I switched the name of the club to Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas. And when I made that move, it was to transition us into supporting that county initiative. And that was going to be based off of having a club in Coffeyville, Caney, and then in Independence, Cherryville, and then try to venture on over into Pittsburgh,
wow,
closer to
yeah.
Pittsburgh area, so we could utilize college students to support our program. So, and also funding from different variety of resources. So that was my focus behind it, and it's been really beneficial. I can say we've been able to support the Caney Club really well, the one in there, and they had a new Family Dollar put in last month. And from that Family Dollar being added in Caney, Kansas, they wrote us a $5,000 check to the Boys and Girls Club of Caney. So there's a lot of different things when you start expanding your services to cover a bigger catchment area that brings back resources that can keep you afloat for years to come.
Well, and then we're thankful for Match Day, too.
Oh,
I
yeah.
You
match,
got some for that.
Oh, man, Match Day was awesome. You know, John called me up and let me do my spiel over the phone, and it was just really cool. But, you know, Janie at the foundation has been really supportive of the Boys and Girls Club. From that Match Day, we got a big blessing in from Peggy and John Stevens out of Hutchinson, Kansas, and they were able to send some matches there, his memorial. And I just want to send a prayer and blessings out to that family, and also thank you to that family for thinking about us when they were in time of need of prayer and so forth. So that was a big contribution to our organization during Match Day, which allowed us to, you know, double up on those funds and then do different things within the club. So that was really cool. So thank you so much to the Stevens family.
No, it was really great. And I want to hit home, too, maybe if we just have folks joining us here. If they are interested in the Shop with a Cop program, one, if you know what kids are going to be able to do participate in this program, and then also if someone is interested in donating towards this, how can they do that?
Well, if you're interested in donating towards the Shop with a Cop program, my email is Griffin, Griffin, .Walker@CVilleSchools.com. And so shoot me an email. I'll get with you. We'll get things lined out. We need gift wrappers. We need individuals to come in and kind of help with the kids. moving around and transporting them in the within the Walmart facility, getting them from room to room. So it's a great event. If your kid, right now we've kind of chose all the numbers of kids that have been selected because they've attended the Boys and Girls Clubs a certain percentage of the semester.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, and so, but we do, every once in a while, you know, parents come up and say, man, I didn't know about it. And, you know, we're able to be blessed and say, hey, here you go. We'll help you out and make sure that your kid gets a little, you know, gift or so forth, or maybe a gift card if they can't make the event. So we don't do that for everybody, but, you know, we try to make sure that we spread the wealth as much as possible. So please, if you have any questions, shoot me an email. And there's things that we can do, maybe contact individual churches or so forth that can get you some Christmas stuff as well.
Excellent. And, you know, too, if parents have kids who are interested in some of the programs the Boys and Girls Club offers, what's the best way to go about learning more about that?
Well, it's really cool that I'm glad you asked that question, because this is our first year getting our own website, because we used to be we're partnered with the school, and we've been very fortunate enough for them to host us on their webpage. I mean, they do everything for us. But we have now at www.bgcsek.org is our webpage. If you go to that page, you're able to see everything we have to offer. It's updated all the time. I mean, it's the new club, so that's the new face. We also have our Facebook page, which is Boys and Girls, Coffeeville Boys and Girls Club. So you can go on there and see us on Facebook. You can also follow us on Instagram. So I have a communication specialist. It's Haley O'Connor, and she does an amazing job. My director of operation, which is Lacey Kriebel, she does an amazing job. She's been with the organization over 10 years now. And then Jesus Medina, Lauren Thornton, and Susie Sprague, and Mary Bollinger are my site directors at each of my sites that I talked about earlier today. So there's a lot of staff there and a lot of things a lot of people don't know that goes on to make this Boys and Girls Club be not considered just a daycare.
Yeah, you got quite a crew, and it really is more than that. It's an enriching experience, you know. Yeah. After school, you know, there's a lot going on. It's not just sitting around, you know, kids on their phones or something. And it's about too, you know, we talk about, you know, exercise is super important for kids, and you know, you provide a lot of that too.
Yeah, you can come check it out. If your kid's interested in sports as well, we have a sports component. We have a traveling basketball team. And we're looking at even adding in some other sports as well to this traveling team. Ronnie Davis is my coordinator. He takes the kids and takes them out and gets them some skill base in other towns and so forth. This weekend, they had a great tournament in Dewey. Boy, the 5th and 6th graders did. This next weekend is going to be the 7th and 8th graders in Tulsa area. So really getting them out there, really getting them some different exposure. That's why I think it's so important to get this club started in Caney as well, because we'll get a combination of Caney kids, Independence, Caney kids, and Coffeeville kids. Getting those groups meshed together is just going to be awesome when we see it in the future.
Well, and you know, sometimes I think we as adults can almost forget that kids have a lot of energy. Well, and they were like, well, man, you can't pay attention in school. It's like, I got to get rid of this energy somehow. So,
shake.
Exactly. So, you know, being able to get active and participate in sports, you know, there's so much that goes on just from it. They learn a lot from that.
Yeah, so, yeah, I can't say no more. Program's been beneficial to the community. It's also, me as the CEO, it's been beneficial to me. It's grown me in so many different areas. You know, I can remember back the discussions that me and Michael Spear had with the school district on, you know, how are you going to get this where it's supporting itself? And, you know, see that today, that it supports itself in a rural town in Coffeeville, is really awesome. And, you know, you couldn't have did that without the school support, and you couldn't have did it without the city of Coffeeville support on the buildings. And then now the Caney recreational program over there getting involved with it. So this has just been a super collaborative effort that's created an organization that's cheaper probably than any other Boys and Girls Club in the state and some in the nation.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. Well, Griffin, it's been a real pleasure to talk with you today. Anything else you want to add as we close up?
Well, just want to say if you think about it or feel about it, you know, and get a feeling to help the club, get out and help the club. You know, we're not begging for anything right now because we are doing really good. But in times like this is where you want to ramp up your fundraising and your donations because then you can utilize those funds to do other activities or other programs. One big project that I really would like to work on to kind of introduce to Coffeeville, and that is I want to get a full-time grant writer at the club. I think we've done really well with just me and my staff doing it, but I feel there's another element out there that if we were able to have a full-time, you know, certified grant writer running through here in this part of the country, that we could, you know, draw in 1.5 to, you know, 2.5 million a year, which would help other programs in our community, so forth, and keep the dollar in Coffeyville a little longer and spread the dollar around. So, you know, if you know any ideas or got any donations that you'd like to make towards that initiative, please give me a call, email, whatever it may be. But I think this is the next phase of how we can keep our club around for years to come.
No, that is great. And there's a lot of money available out there. You just got to go out and get it.
Get it. So. Be aggressive, man. Yeah, and I get tired of people seeing me and they're like, oh, grab, here it comes. Hold your pocketbook, you know. And so that's my deal. And I know people in Coffeyville don't care about it, but it's just a funny joke. You know, I tell my wife all the time, I say, man, we go out to eat and I bet businesses see me come in. They're like, I already gave my donation, you know. And I'm like, no, I just want to eat. And so, It's just something we need to do. If Griffin Walker's not here, or you know, times past, we need a plan for the future so that our organization can be around for years to come.
Awesome. Well, Griffin Walker, really appreciate you coming on here today. And we've got Shop with the Cop coming up on the 16th.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we will be right back with more here on the Mighty 690 right after this.